you know, many of these issues really play out in kind of a hyper-local way. You know, they're happening community by community. So, you know, in Boulder right now, you know, the current debate is around how do we relax our existing regulations that make it really hard for people to share their homes through shared cooperative housing. And we certainly hope, you know, that we can help bring people out so that to encourage the city to move forward with a cooperative housing ordinance that will really work. I think there's a lot of interest in Boulder in modifying our regulations to allow people to create backyard cottages and granny flats in their homes so that, again, we can make more effective use of existing homes and give opportunity for people who are struggling to get by to make a little more income, and for other folks who need a place to live to get, you know, attainable places to live within Boulder. I think, you know, after that, there are a whole set of issues around the middle-income housing strategy and how do we move forward, not with one thing, because there's no one silver bullet. It's more like the silver buckshot. We need to do a lot of things to address our housing challenges.
Will, you're a former mayor, former county commissioner, so you know very much how, not difficult, but how sometimes challenging and the various different steps that are needed to enact various different policies, regardless of, you know, people's intent. I mean, what do you see as the major barriers to implementing some of these proposals that have been floated around for many years, it seems, here in Boulder?
Yeah. You know, what feels different to me is that I think that there is a whole new constituency that's being activated. You know, Boulder's done wonderful things over the years, but when you look at sort of local politics, sort of as with in many other places, typically, you know, the folks who are engaged in local issues, they, you know, they tend to be older, they tend to be wealthier, they tend to be the homeowners. And so the interests of younger people and of renters and of folks with less money just sort of naturally don't get quite as much attention. And I think that's beginning to change, and that what we're seeing is that kind of this whole movement is helping to activate the voices of a really important component of the community, about half of the community, that in the past I think has not been as well represented in the local policy discussions. And, you know, I think that could really have an impact in terms of being able to move some things forward that were very difficult in the past.
Do we need to see those voices, though, at an official level, i.e. serving on city council in the county commissioners? You know, do we need to see that happening with local elected officials, or is it enough to just show up at the meetings and have your voice heard?
Well, I think both would be great. It would be wonderful to, you know, see younger people getting elected. I think we've seen some really interesting young candidates on council. I hope that, you know, that continues and that we see some of them moving on to the council. I certainly think it would be wonderful to see more renters represented in elected office. And when I look at the sorts of folks who are getting engaged in local politics and getting appointed to local boards right now, which are often a stepping stone to running for council, I do think that we are likely to see a more diverse set of candidates going forward.
If we were to look at a neighbouring city, the city of Denver, there's a lot of development happening there too. Also a lot of criticism that certain parts of the community are being left behind, either by transportation development, not serving people who most rely on transportation, who have no other option, and also by gentrification, where people are being pushed out by development, which then pushes up prices of housing. And so how do we avoid all of that in Boulder?
You know, those are great questions. You know, one of the things that I think is important to recognize is I think that what really ends up displacing people is when you have sort of very attractive places to live that have, you know, economies that are doing really well and are very attractive to folks to work in, and you don't build enough housing. And I think what we've seen in many places is that, you know, essentially because we won't build development in the wealthier areas of many communities, it ends up being moved into those lower income portions where it's more likely to cause displacement. I think Boulder is in a kind of different place. You know, if you look at the city of Boulder, the vast majority of actual development opportunities here are not in existing residential areas. It's things like redevelopment of parking lots. It's places like Boulder Community Hospital or the People's Clinic site that may be adjacent to residential areas but don't have anybody living there right now. So I think that the kind of development opportunities we'll see in Boulder will essentially only add housing. They're very unlikely to displace anyone. And so I think that the real issue here is how can we build enough housing, both market rate and, you know, below market permanently affordable housing, to really make a difference.
So now that the YIMBY conference has happened here in Boulder, what's next for this? Is this an actual movement? And, you know, locally, is this something that you're trying to build capacity for so you can enact some of these changes that you've talked about?
Yeah, so certainly locally, you know, the sponsoring organization was Better Boulder, which has been around for about 2.5 years now and is, you know, very much a coalition of people involved in social justice and affordable housing, folks from the sustainable transportation and clean energy world, and folks from the local business community, sort of working together around a common vision of sustainable urbanism. And, you know, Better Boulder has been very active. You know, we certainly went into overdrive last year when we helped to coordinate the campaign against ballot issues 300 and 301. And going forward, we certainly are interested in, you know, moving from that sort of battle to instead a broad movement for how we can really make things better here and bring especially more housing opportunities to folks within the city of Boulder.